My brothers and sisters, Merry Christmas. I want to start this homily with a little story. My eldest sister just had her first child 3 weeks ago, and you can imagine the excitement in the family. I'm one of five, and this is the first grandchild in the family, and so I'm an uncle now, and my parents are grandparents, and they've been wanting this forever. And so, anyways, these past 3 weeks have been very hectic. And I, even living down here in La Plata now, I must have made the trip back and forth several times now to play with the little baby and see her and see the family. And as you know, all of you have been in this situation. Everyone always makes such a fuss over the newborn baby. You know, everyone wants to play with the baby. Everyone wants to, you know, oh, make sure you do this, or be careful when you do that. And this occurred to me the other day when I was visiting, and I was thinking, my God, this child, as all children do, needs everything provided for her. I mean, completely needy. Like, even when you go to pick her up, you need to have your fingers behind her head so that, you know, support her head. To say nothing of course, feeding the baby and changing the diapers and trying to find out what's wrong when it's crying. I mean, completely needy. And this occurred to me when I was holding my niece and I was thinking, my God, God became this. God became this needy. Think about that. God, the Blessed Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, three persons, one God. The second person of the Blessed Trinity, the eternal Son and Word of God, as we hear in this gospel today. The Word was with God and the Word was God. The eternal Son and Word of God and God Himself became like that. He who had created the entire universe, who is everywhere and fills all things, who created you and me, who created Mary and Joseph, chose to be born of them into such a condition, needing everything provided for him. And I know we know this, and this is what we believe, certainly, but it was one of those moments where it just hit me, like, this is what God became. And then, of course, the question is, why? Why? And we think, well, on one hand, you know, God was born to die. And that is what we believe, that he came so that one day he could suffer and die for our sins. But you think about it, that's really only secondary to why he came. He did that because that was what was required of his love. He came because he loved us. And his love for us demanded that this is what was going to happen. But we need to remember that he came first and foremost because he loves us. And what I would submit to you is that he came as a baby, needing absolutely everything provided for him to allow us to give him love in return. And I would just encourage all of us, myself included, this Christmas season, to look at our own lives. How are we giving that love in return to God? Because think about this, before God created, before humans were around, before the earth was around, before the universe was created, and before the angelic order was created, before anything was created, and it was just God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, the Blessed Trinity, the only uncreated thing that was, without beginning. And in that Trinity, in that communion of love, they had, like I said, everything they needed. They were completely content. They were perfect. But as a communion of love, they wanted to be shared. Love, by its very nature, seeks to be shared. And because God is love, he chose to create, to bring other people into their communion of love, so that they would be with them and kind of expand their family, if you will. And we need to remember this, that our Holy Father reminded us of this. Remember when Pope Benedict, when Joseph Ratzinger was elected Pope, and everyone was thinking, oh, what's he going to say? It's his first encyclical that's kind of the big time for the Pope to set the course for their papacy. And everyone was thinking, oh, well, he was a prefect of the CDF, he was a watchdog, he's going to come out with something really mean, you know, and tell how everyone's going to hell, and you know. And what was his first encyclical titled? Deus Caritas Est, God is Love. And his whole encyclical, to mark the beginning of his papacy, was focused on God is love. That this is what God is, and that love, by its very nature, seeks to be shared, seeks to be expanded. And so that's why God created. But brothers and sisters, God took a risk when he created us, didn't he? Because in choosing to create us with free will, we have the ability to not love him in return as he wants. We can choose to not give him that return of love. Of course, he wants us to, but, you know, he can't revoke that free will once he's given it to us. Because what kind of God would he be? He can't make us love him. He can't force us into heaven. Wouldn't be heaven if we were forced there. But he took that risk. And when he sent his son to become a man, to become a little baby boy, I think he was trying to tell us something, that he wants that love in return. So this Christmas season, maybe each of us can examine how we are giving that love in return to God. And I don't care where you are on the spectrum of practicing. I mean, I do care, but my point is wherever you are on that spectrum, you could be someone who comes to Mass each and every single day, who goes to confession every Saturday, who spends time in that perpetual adoration chapel, who says their prayers every morning when they get up and every night before they go to bed. You could be someone on that end of the extreme, or you could be someone who shows up for Christmas and Easter and barely never says a prayer the rest of the year. And again, wherever you are on that extreme, there is always room for growth. Think about that. And I say this to you as much as I say this to me, and if Mother Teresa was sitting in front of here, in front of this congregation, I could be saying that to her. And it would be true, because there is always room for growth when it comes to the spiritual life and our relationship with God. There's a maxim in the spiritual life that we are never standing still, that we're always moving. But then the question becomes, which way are we moving? Are we moving towards God and eternal life with him, or are we moving away from God and eternal life with him? But we're always moving. We're never standing still in the spiritual life. So perhaps what we can do is we can maybe try to get in the practice of maybe each night before we go to bed, examining that day and say, did today I move closer to God or did I move further away from him? Because I know I didn't stand still. Did I move closer or did I move further away? And to challenge each and every one of us, because again, there's always room for improvement no matter where we fall on that spectrum. There's always room for improvement. What can we do to move closer to the Lord each and every day? This Christmas, we celebrate God's birthday as a little baby boy. Let's fuss over him a little bit. Let's give him that love in return. After all, he is the newborn king who has come to draw us into his communion of love.